But Ben said there's no perfect game, and I suppose it wasn't a perfect performance, but having said that, 31-15 is still a good score, and to score a bonus point try as well, four tries.
Yeah, that was the aim when we came here, was to get a bonus point, head into the Christmas break as many points as we could, and we did that. We, as you said, it certainly wasn't perfect. We were a long, long way from it. Patches, we were very, very good. And then Patches, I thought we allowed Clonmel back into the game, and when they got a bit of a foothold, they played well.
Of course, we must realise that it's a long season, Ben, isn't it? Fellas are playing week in, week out, so it can be pretty tough on amateur players.
Yeah, I think they're going to enjoy a Christmas break. They'll get a good few weeks off now, no training, no games until I think the middle of Jan. So, yeah, it is. And we all got to remember, they work full-time jobs. They've got to train late at night. You know, most of them have got to find time to get some sort of weight training in as well. So it is a big commitment. So hopefully they enjoy themselves over Christmas.
Now, the RRFU are the people that are powered with the... with running the game, and Ireland have decided that in the leagues, the AIL, that there'll be a four-way playoff at the top, that the winners won't automatically go up. Does that matter, Ben?
Well,
I suppose because of COVID, really.
Yeah, well, we can only control what is in our control. I thought that we were going to be in a position that, you know, you won the league, you went up, and I always think that that's the first past the post, is the way the system's best designed to work. But, if for whatever reason the powers that be think that, you know, COVID's had an impact, and this is the fairer system, well, that's the way it is, and we'll abide by whatever's decision's made.
The one noticeable thing today is the way the panel has expanded, because you had different players on the bench today. Jack Kelly came in because of the unavailability of a couple of players, and young James Doyle at 18 continues to, I suppose, prove how good he is.
Yeah, he's doing very well. Yeah, we're in a position now that we're able to give players some more game time and have a look at some other players. They're training hard, they're playing well. The seconds have had some very good wins lately. So there's competition for places, and guys are earning their spot. James has been exceptional. I have to say I'm impressed with the kid. I work with some of the best schoolboy kids in the country every day at Blackrock College, and he's the equal of those guys. And I think he, if he's not getting a run around in some of those schoolboy representative games, he certainly should be, because he's certainly good enough.
Clonmel started well, the one first penalty, and then it was 15 minutes before we really, really got going. But when we did get going as normal, you kind of figured out the opposition, and then you went back to play the way you play, moving the ball quickly. And
yeah, we knew they'd come out with some fire and brimstone. They haven't played for 2 weeks because they've had COVID issues. They're a proud club, they've a lot of heart, and they showed that early on. We knew we had to take their best early on and build ourselves into the game, and we'd get our opportunities, and we did that. And I thought for probably 55 minutes we were totally dominant and well worth a 31-3 lead or something that we had. We then took our foot off the accelerator, and I didn't like that. I thought we were a little bit disrespectful in some stages, just throwing the ball away, and that's something we've got to clean up before we head back into the new block.
But you must be pleased, top of the table, midway break now, and the lads have 5 weeks off now, which I'm sure they'll enjoy.
Yeah, they deserve it. They've worked hard. It was the aim at the start, was to be leading at Christmas, and they've done that. So, yeah, I hope they have a great Christmas and come back ready to fire in the new year.
Yeah, because you're relatively new to the club. You're only in since the start of the season. Have you been pleased with what you've seen so far, Ben?
Yeah, really pleased, and really pleased with the numbers and the way we're building. There's only 10,000 people in our Scorthy. It's going to be a situation where we're going to have to breed our own. And we talked about before, the junior club and the guys working the junior club are doing a great job and pushing players through. And we've now got a panel of guys who are good enough, not just to win this league, which is our aim, but to push forward and go on a better days, hopefully.
I suppose after Christmas and New Year, I know we're looking a bit ahead, but the fixtures are pretty decent for us. We've Bangor at home, Skerries at home, so it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, there was a few hiccups away, and Bangor was one of them. The Skerries have come a crop up there today. They've got to go to Tullamore. That's a tough old place to go and play as well. Thankfully, we'll get them at home now. So, it's in our hands, and that's, where we wanted to be. And, if we come a cropper, it'll be our own fault. So, we'll see where we are.
What pleased you about today, final question?
Early on, like you said, we had to take a lot of their fire and brimstone early. You know, they were direct. You know, they played a lot of route one. You know, a lot of box kicking, put us under pressure. We had to absorb that, and then we did that, and then we got to play a little bit. So that was the most pleasing thing. The thing that probably worried me the most was, as I said, we got a little bit disrespectful, wanting to run the ball from our own end all the time, and, you know, throwing miracle offloads. And while we want to be expansive and play positive footy, you know, the old age adage of footy, you still got to go forward. You got to earn the right to be able to go wide. You got to earn the right to offload and play positive footy, and we probably lost that.
Well done today to you and the team, Ben, and enjoy your Christmas break and look forward to the new year.
Thanks, Liam. Yeah, we will. Let's do it.
Thanks, Ben.
Cheers.